You're listening to Off the Record here on 103.2 Dublin City FM with myself, Heather McLeod, in association with Tower Records. And we're now joined by Veda Borev, who has recently released an EP called Transphibian. And thank you very much, Veda, for joining us.
My pleasure. Lovely to be here.
No problem at all. So you're not a stranger, I suppose we could say, to the music and entertainment business, but this is something you've sort of been doing for a little while, planning, and you released this yourself there on the 6th of July. And there are four tracks on this. I Want to Live, which features Gavin Friday, Transphibian, which is the title of the EP, Supermarché, and I'm going to try this. I don't know if it's sort of Spanish or English sounding, but is it Rojo or Royo Coca-Cola?
Rojo Coca-Cola. Yeah, it's Spanish, so that J is pronounced like a H.
Yeah.
It means red Coca-Cola as opposed to white Coca-Cola, the diet stuff.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My pigeon Spanish for you.
There you go. So tell me a bit about the EP. Like I say, you perform a lot, and I know you've been on discs before, but tell me a bit about this EP, I suppose.
Well, this is my second album, my second solo album. It's a four-track EP, like you say. Mm-hmm. It's a follow-up to Star's Edge, which I released in 2010. And I funded this EP through Fundit, which is a crowd funding website for artists and people who have projects that they want to get made. I started a year ago raising money through Fundit. And it's just recently come to fruition.
Yeah, well, I've heard, somebody actually spoke to us last week about Fundit. It sounds like a great idea. It's sort of basically people purchasing the EP or album or single beforehand, allowing you the funds to actually make the thing. So.
Yeah, exactly. I pre-sold it, so people had already bought it, which is how I raised enough money to go in studio and record it.
Yeah, it's
a great system. It takes a lot of the pressure off.
Indeed. And the title there, Transphibian, now I have to say I put this into Google just to look up, and it said on Google, now I don't know, this is just on Google, but it said, Transphibian is a person that's capable of using both a Macintosh and PC computer with equal skills.
Yes! No, I've read that too. I first kind of phrase talking about, you know, these Viking Splash Tour trucks?
Yes.
That dump tourists into the Grand Canal?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I first referred to as a transphibian, but it also came to represent the idea of a trans person, like a transgender person, at the beach. I holiday a lot at gay holiday resorts, you know, through work and also with my friends, places like Fire Island or Sitges in Barcelona. And not only are there lots of muscle boys and gay men and bears, but there's also a lot of trannies and drag queens and who go to the beach there. And I just wanted to write an anthem for people like that. Yeah. A bit of tranny pride, you know.
Yeah, so a bit of an anthem for the people sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, I think it's one of those moments that can be very awkward for a trans person, but it's an amazing thing to watch them overcome it, you know.
Yeah. And the four tracks on the record, as it were, I was having a listen to, they've got, I suppose you would say, I don't like to liken people to anybody else, but they have a kind of bit of an electronic sound that you might hear with something maybe like Human League or Pet Shop Boys or something. And actually, the Supermarché track was quite reminiscent for me of David Bowie almost, and early David Bowie in parts, you know.
Great. Well, I'm a huge Bowie fan, and everyone that you've just referenced, they would all be, you know, musicians that I adore. So that's no accident. That's exactly my thing that you're talking about there. And unashamedly so. That's the music that I grew up listening to, and it's always the kind of music that I wanted to make. Sure. I've been in other bands before. I've been in rock bands, and I've been in more pop bands, but I think electronica is really my thing.
Yeah, and the four tracks on it, as I said there, the first one actually is I Want to Live, which was a track featured, I think, on Gavin Friday's Adam and Eve album. He then did backing vocals or some kind of vocals on the track with you for that.
He did, yeah. Basically, I went to see Gavin perform in the Olympia around Christmas time, and I went to his post-show party in the kitchen and got talking to him and some friends of his, and we use the same graphic designer who designs my albums, single posters, all that stuff, and Gavin's. So I was always really into that song, I Want to Live, and I hadn't heard it in years. Gavin performed it at the show, so I was raving about how much I loved the song, and he said that that he reckoned it would be a good song for me.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got even a whisper of a chance of getting to sing with him, I was just on it like a car bonnet, you know?
Yeah. So that was the first one on the disc.
The first one I recorded for that reason. That really kick-started me. I was afraid Gavin would change his mind or go on tour just go somewhere definitely glamorous like Gavin does. So I got straight to work with that track. And it sort of set the tone then musically for the rest of the EP. But my idea was always to create something summery and something that would make you think of beaches and beach life, whether it was like the beach at night in a sexy kind of romantic way, or the beach during the day in a more sort of fun way, or just shopping on holiday like Supermarché, you know, that kind of idea. Yeah.
So that one's on, and Supermarché, you just mentioned, featured David Hoyle as well. So you got a few other people involved in this, I suppose.
David Hoyle, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's one of my favorite performers. Of all the cabaret shows I've been involved in for over a decade now, I think that David Hoyle's shows in the Royal Vauxhall Tavern are my favorite. And I felt really lucky to be included in some of his shows over the last couple of years. And so we struck up a friendship, and we actually wrote Supermarché over Facebook, which is the first time I've ever done that. So we just wrote the lyrics together through a series of messages, and then myself and Ian, my producer, put it to music. David came to Dublin to do a show, so we just sat him down and recorded some of his musings, and the rest is history, or herstory.
Yeah. And you were telling me that you are performing as part of the Summer Rights Festival in London, Victoria Park, on the main stage at the beginning of September. So you must be very much looking forward to that. Are you performing some of these tracks at that?
I'm going to perform all four of these tracks, And I'm really excited about that. You know, it's a very big festival. It's like Gay Pride in Shoreditch. Mm-hmm. It's a one-day event in Victoria Park. And this year, the Irish are taking over. Pantia, I'm not sure if you know Miss Pantia, she's emceeing for the day, and I'm going to be performing on the main stage. Basically, the promoters were at the last Alternative Miss Ireland, which just happened to be Libya in March, and they were totally taken with Pantia, and also luckily totally taken with my performance.
Yeah.
So they asked us to come along and make a big splash in London, which is brilliant. I've done a lot of gigs in London, and a lot of gigs I'm very proud of, but it can be quite hard to get your foothold in the bigger arenas, you know?
Yeah, and suppose it's worth...
You get to play the small tents, but this will be one of the first times in the UK that I'll get to play the main stage of the festival.
Well, that sounds very exciting altogether. So I suppose just to give people the information, the EP is available on iTunes.
Yeah.
People can get that there. And your website is vedamusiconline.com. And you think you're on Facebook, from my recollection, as well. So
I
can get you there. And people in London, or going over to London, can check you on the 2nd of September. So you've got busy times ahead anyway.
And I have to say, you know, my Facebook is totally jammed. I got like 6,000 friends, and I'm not allowed to have any more.
Okay.
So Twitter is where you'll find me, Lady Veda, on Twitter. I love to tweet.
Oh, I think everybody that these days loves to tweet. I think children will be eventually born with a third arm, you know, just for that purpose, for tweeting, you know. But Well, anyway, we wish you the best of luck with the EP and the gig there in London. And have you any more musical, I suppose, projects in the pipeline at all?
I do. I've already started another EP. Its working title at the moment is Colleen Deluxe.
Okay.
You know, like the sweet.
We
had when we were kids, and it's going to be a very Irish collection of songs with a couple of cover versions, and again a couple of guest stars from the Irish music scene. But I definitely want to do something that's more like Sinead O'Connor joins Bewitched.
Right, well, I definitely, you heard it here first, and we're looking forward to definitely hearing that, and I suppose possibly talking to you again when that comes out. But listen, Veda, thanks very much for joining us on the show this evening, and we're going to play another one of your tracks from the EP now.
Thank you so much.